Hey guys, and welcome to Committed and Corrupted. This is Liz and
this is Amy.
And we're here in Indianapolis and we're going to talk about some stuff, right? This is our brand new podcast. And yeah. So today we're going to talk about blogging, and we want to bitch about bloggers today, I think.
Yeah,
what do you think?
They're the worst.
They're the worst. All right. So I guess, how did you like first get into even dealing with bloggers?
I think seeing them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then I introduced them to you because I wanted you to have some of their annoyingness in your life.
Yeah. Amy made me download this app called Like to Know It. And it basically ruined my life and it ruined my budget. Not really. I actually do love it. I buy so many things because I see all these damn bloggers wearing them and promoting these items. And then I just like it. And then I go buy it.
But they're so annoying. And you can't stop looking at it.
It's like addicting. It's like scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, like anything else, except for there's a link for everything in the picture. So if you want it, you just like it and it tells you where to buy it. You
buy it right there online.
Yeah, and I do.
Are we advertising for them right now?
I mean, do we need a shout out to them? No.
No.
So, yeah. So anyway, we're just annoyed with them. So we're going to talk about why we're annoyed. And it kind of all started while we got on this whole subject was when we were in Nashville.
Yeah. They were everywhere. They were sitting on the steps in the doorway while we were trying to get in places. They had specific hats on.
Yeah, blogger hats.
The blogger hats. They're ridiculous. Nobody wears those.
Do people wear those in real life? I actually was in Target and saw a person wearing a blogger hat, and I thought
she was probably taking pictures of herself.
She 100% went in the bathroom with 46 outfits and took 80,000 photos.
That's so embarrassing.
With 18 editing apps.
Yeah, not necessary.
I saw a blogger the other day, and she was posting – she was trying on stuff at Target, and so I was just scrolling through Like to Know and saw her – with there was probably 20 photos of her with a kid in the back. This poor child was sitting in the cart, and throughout the picture I saw like the kid's shoe was on, then the shoe was off and it was on the ground, and then the kid's like clothes were all messed up, and the kid was like clearly bored as hell while his mom was trying on 76 outfits.
Yeah, he was you could never tell what he was getting into.
He's like, thanks, Mom. Yeah. I wanted to be playing.
Cares way more about taking pictures of herself.
Yeah. What about the poor kid? Did he even have clothes on? I don't know.
He doesn't even want to be a part of this. He probably doesn't even want these pictures.
He had no choice.
He was in the background just involuntarily. It's rude.
He made her the blogger mom she is. She was a blogger. Now she's a blogger mom.
That's awful. I hate that for him. Poor child.
Poor kid. Yeah. That's what we're doing to our children these days. Speaking of the girl in the doorway when we were in Nashville, legit, we like couldn't even get around this girl. We were trying to leave a store and this girl was literally in the doorway.
Sitting on the steps, like just casual, but she wasn't being casual and someone was taking a photo of her.
It was 100% not casual.
And she had the tags on her clothes, so she wasn't even buying them.
What the? I'd be like pissed if I was a store owner and this girl is just in my store taking pictures of my items.
They come at it like advertisement, I think.
I mean, oh yeah, I guess if she was posting them.
Because we're buying stuff that we see people take pictures in.
But we don't know if she was doing it for that app, if she was just doing it for her blog to look cool.
I don't know. She looked annoying though because she
was. I hate her.
We hate her.
We hate the bloggers.
Yeah. And what about when they're eating food?
Oh my gosh, Gavin, this is my number one pet peeve. I'm like scrolling through today and I see a girl eating a damn In-N-Out burger and she's 7 pounds. She's literally a size 00, which I don't think I ever was, and that's fine. But good God, you're not eating that. You're literally biting into it for the picture. Yeah. She didn't eat that. I know.
Or the pizza.
Oh.
And all of them take pictures of pizza boxes. Like, yeah, fucking right. You had pizza delivered.
Yeah, you're not eating pizza.
No, hell no. I am chubby as hell, and I can't tell you the last time I had a pizza delivered.
I mean, I get pizza. I can't talk about pizza. Mark gets so mad because every time he's at work, my husband's a firefighter, so he is
gone.
And
he's also my brother.
Oh, yeah. That's also fun. That should make for some interesting dynamics in our next episodes if we're ever talking about like sex and stuff.
Yeah, that'll be weird.
I'm going to get really nervous. But anyway, so we have that Ring app, which I love. If you don't have one, go buy it because it's literally the best. Anyway, so every time he's gone, I'll get pizza delivered or like you brought pizza one night.
Yeah.
He will get so mad because we'll see it on the Ring app and he'll be like, really? You ordered pizza again without me? I'm like, sorry. I love it.
It's so good. But can we talk about what I think is the most annoying out of everything the buyers do? Taking pictures in the fucking street. Oh, my God. Who are these people with that they think they can just stop and ask whoever they're with to take a picture of them walking across the street?
Yeah.
The street is for cars. The street is for getting by. It is not a backdrop for your fucking self-conceited photos. Bottom line, it's so insane and everyone does it and I don't understand. Move along. Take it on the sidewalk. Do anything but take a picture in the street. So annoying.
What would you do if a girl came up to you and was like, will you take my picture as I walk across the
street? Absolutely not.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I would tell her she's insane and ridiculous. And actually, I'd probably make her go on the street and then I'd leave her to get hit by a car.
Keep her iPhone?
Yeah. Hate it. So dumb.
If it was a droid, though, we'd give it back.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that shit.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, who's taking these photos?
Their boyfriends, I'm assuming. No friend would do that. I would not do that for any of my friends.
No friend of mine.
I would not do that for any of my friends ever. There's no way. It's a boyfriend who's like whipped or something.
What about like timers? Like I know my sister.
You're going to put a timer on the street? What if a car comes? Yeah.
Not on the street. But like for like a regular post. I guess a lot of them do selfies though too. Get your selfies in front of the mirror. That's probably like the majority of them. And then, yeah, the candid, like the
– just casually walking with my Starbucks across the street. Nothing new.
Oh, my God. Starbucks. We get it. You spend $8 on a fucking latte before you take every photo. Yeah, like you have a Starbucks cup. Cool. I mean, I go to Starbucks a lot too, but I don't take pictures every time. Do you?
No.
Oh. That's because you're not a blogger.
I'm not a blogger, and I don't care about Starbucks.
You'd be a horrible blogger because you wouldn't take pictures with your Starbucks cup.
I wouldn't take pictures at all. I wouldn't take pictures in the street. I wouldn't take pictures in the doorway. I would not take pictures in Starbucks because I don't care.
Because they hate it, and they don't care.
If I take pictures at all, it's going to be in bed of me hungover asking someone to come bone me or something.
See, that's
Those are the pictures.
That's what I want to see.
That people want to see.
You know what? We should start our own blog. With real life.
No, I'm not part of this fucking. I'm out. I'm out.
We started off as we're bitching about bloggers, and then we become bloggers.
No way.
Okay, so your number one pet peeve is photos in the street.
That's number one.
I think my number one's the food thing, but a hot second.
New post.
Oh, what?
The new post.
Oh, no, that's another one of yours. Don't talk about that.
The new post? Mm-hmm. Posting that you just posted a photo. Posting on your story that you just posted. If I had just got on there, I can obviously see that you just posted a new photo. You do not need to put it on your story. Got it. Don't double team me with that.
I posted about a post that I posted on Instagram. Remember?
And it's of me. Surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Who would have guessed?
Oh, my God. Another picture of myself.
Just casually walking across the street.
I love when the caption is, because I haven't posted a selfie in a while. Bitch, all
Two
you
days
do.
Ago,
yeah, all you
that's
do is
all
post.
You do. Where's your child hanging out of the cart?
Go take care of your kid.
Yes.
The poor kid doesn't want to see. Okay, we already went into that. But anyway, but speaking of, what I was going to say is the mommy post. Because damn it, I'm a mom. And I mean, it's like unrealistic what these mommies, and I'm air quoting, these mommies post. Full makeup, perfect hair, perfect bodies, baby on their hip, pushing the stroller. It drives me nuts because that's just not real life.
It's the nanny.
Yeah. You clearly have four nannies.
Or you have something going on. Or they aren't your kids. You borrowed them from someone for a photo op.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You think that happens?
I mean, I would if I was going to get some cash out of it.
Is that why you've been trying to watch Paisley? So you can...
Maybe.
She's pretty cute. She'd make a good blog baby.
Yeah.
Blogger baby. We could start a business.
No, that's blogger baby. I'm not doing anything with blogging. So.
This is my new business, guys. Go ahead and take my idea. It's fine. Blogger babies. Rent a baby for your blog. cuter the baby. Just joking. But legit though, the mommy post with that shit, I can't do it. But I do love the pregnant mommy posts, especially when the mom is a first-time mom, because all I can think is when she's posting these gorgeous pictures is, ha, 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 just wait. Just wait to that little devil. Just kidding. Okay, next subject. Where are we at? Wait.
Butthole lips. My favorite. Butthole lips.
Tell everyone about
them. They all have brown lips with, like, very dark, dark lip liner, and they all look like they have butthole lips. Their lips are in the shapes of buttholes. They're wearing nude lipstick, brown liner,
with the kiss butthole face. Lips. The kiss face.
The kiss face.
We all know
your lips face. Look like a fucking butthole. Stop doing that.
Amy literally unfollowed people because they had butthole lips, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Then she showed me
butthole lips.
She's right. Go on your blog, whatever blogs
you go look at a butthole. I work at a hospital. Go look at buttholes and then look at their posts. Mm-hmm. Butthole lips.
100% you will see some butts. Or some buttholes.
Some buttholes.
Same
not
thing.
Butts.
Just
butts. Just buttholes.
A little pucker. A little pucker pucker.
Add some hair to those bad boys and
oh my god,
got a selfie.
And they all freaking look the same.
They all look the same. They're all brown somehow.
Oh, all these tan girls. Oh.
Oh, so tan. The whitest tan. Teeth you've ever seen, but like not even natural white, just like
fluorescent, edited. How many apps do you think that they each use for each photo?
40.
Well, they sell like special filters. Like you can buy like they've been promoting. I've seen this where you buy like a package of like set filters. It's insane. And I've seen like the before and after, and damn, they do look good. But then it just goes to show like that shit ain't real.
No.
It ain't real.
And it sets too high of a standard for everyone else because not all of us have butthole lips.
No, not all of us too, Amy. Let me see. Do a little pucker for me. Oh, butthole.
No, I don't have any butthole lips because I don't wear the liner or the lipstick.
Guess what I'm getting Amy for Christmas?
Buttholes.
Uh-huh. No.
Buttholes.
Brown lipstick with brown
liner.
New lipstick with brown liner.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real butthole on your face.
Yeah. I'm going to take my Christmas photos in it for my family.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Christmas, the blog Christmas post, I can't. With everyone in their matching Christmas pajamas.
Yeah, because that's how it goes down on the holidays. Everybody right? matches and is so happy. And
I can't.
Nobody's telling their stepmom to fuck off.
Oh, God. Did that happen to you?
I don't know. Maybe.
I need some Sue stories.
No. She might listen to this. Well, sorry, Sue. It's fine.
We love you, Sue. Okay, so my other pet peeve is the gosh darn Gucci belt.
Yeah.
In the middle tuck. I know you like the middle tuck
The middle tuck because I have short legs, so it makes them look longer maybe in my mind.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no torso, and when I do that, it makes me look like I have even smaller of a torso.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for me.
Yeah, the belt wouldn't work for me.
No.
So either way, let's just throw it out.
I don't even own a belt.
I don't own a belt.
I feel like if you're
my
short.
My pants stay up just fine. I do eat the pizza and the pizza boxes and the burgers and everything, so I do not need a belt. I'm good.
Hey, so it saves you money.
Yeah.
Eat the pizza. You don't need to buy the $400 Gucci belt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't. I've never been a belt. I think it's the being short. Belts don't work for us.
No, and we don't need them.
Yeah, that's true.
We're filled out. We're good.
I never even thought that like a belt was for actually a purpose. I'm just thinking it's like this fashion thing.
No, but you're right. It's hold your pants up.
Like suspenders. So suspenders.
Oh my
god!
The last guy I dated had suspenders, but they held his socks up.
What?
They were like sock suspenders.
Is there a name for that? Sock suspenders?
I think they're called sock suspenders, but they pull your pants or your shirt down. Uh-huh. So you put them on the bottom of your shirt.
Oh,
and
then
they pull
your
socks. Their socks up. And I dated this person.
Who was this?
You know.
Are you not at liberty to say?
No.
You guys, Amy's love life will be a whole nother episode.
It's going to be a lot of episodes.
Stay tuned. Up.
Liz is married to my brother, so that's cool for her. I am in dating hell.
And I'm going to be giving you advice.
That's going to be equally terrifying. But
That's
we're going to be fine. No, it's fine. You got married, I guess. give it to my brother. So
it's like not a win.
Yeah. You
I did it though.
Yeah,
no, you did it. He's the best.
Yeah.
You know that. He's the best.
I mean, he makes good food, but whatever.
Speaking of married, being married to a blogger, I think we mentioned this briefly, but like, good God, can you imagine like your spouse or your significant other? Would you take my picture?
You'd have to take 20 photos of everything you do.
At least. Like, my sister was telling me how when she takes these photos, she takes like hundreds. Before to get the right angle and the right
so whatever. So embarrassing. And how do you spend time with your significant other?
Me and Mark were in Mexico like last month or whatever. And literally we were in the gym. Like the gym like overlooked the beach. And I was in the gym. I know it was at least an hour. And I was watching this couple. And it was a guy taking pictures of the girl on the beach for an entire hour of her just posing. Are you kidding me?
No, that's awful.
Would you – I wouldn't want to put someone through that.
I wouldn't ask anyone to go through that. And I just like you could – that is just so hard on the soul. Like, what are you doing?
My soul is dead.
Like, you don't want me in the photo. You just want to have yourself.
Right. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's all about you and your
– It's all about you and your cheeseburger and doorway. That is all it's about.
Cheeseburger, doorway, selfie. Bye. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Where's your husband?
Oh, my God. I love it. All right. Well, I'm just going to say my last pet peeve because it's all
what
I can think
of. What about blogger boys?
Blogger boy? Is that even
there's
a thing?
There's boys that do it, and that's even more embarrassing.
I don't even know anything about
and
that.
And they're obsessed with themselves. And it's always like gym mirror selfies.
Oh,
any guy that takes a selfie, really, that's an out for me. I'm agreed. Good. Like, don't.
You better be gay.
Even if it's on Snapchat, like, don't – you know, you're a man. Please put your phone down.
I would give you that advice. I agree with that. Don't date a guy who does selfies.
No. Or has a six-pack. Never date a guy with a six-pack. You don't want to date anyone in better shape than you, ever. That's just a lot.
You always want to be the hotter one in the relationship.
Always.
100% agree. I mean, it's working for me. No, but seriously. I would never want to have to worry about, I don't know.
I don't ever want to have to worry about taking pictures of the person I'm with for them.
Like, hey, baby.
In their six pack.
Baby, will you just take a picture of this? Like, no, I don't. No, put your six pack
not
away.
Not into it.
Well, working out. This is my last pet peeve. When girls, I just saw this today. These bitches were doing hot yoga in full makeup. I'm talking like falsies on. Full makeup, hair perfectly wanded, legit.
And they went to hot yoga.
Hot mother effing yoga.
I would like an after picture of that session.
Right?
Well, actually, I go to hot yoga and I feel like I just roll around on the floor.
Amy comes up to me the other day and she goes, I did yoga and I just like rolled on the floor the whole time and I burned like 700 calories. And I'm like,
it's
I want to be in that class.
It was hot yoga, so I think I just sweated a lot. I don't know.
It's a great workout.
It's not though. You just sweat. It's water weight.
Oh,
you, I literally just rolled around on the floor.
Ugh. And I sweat a lot. That would not be good.
No, it was not good.
Oh, God. I thought this stopped recording. We're good. Well, do you have anything else to add, Amy?
No, just the blogger thing. Hate them.
We hate bloggers. And yeah, we're going to have some more episodes coming out. We're going to try to record, what, one a week, you think?
Yeah.
We're just going to bitch about random shit and we'll have different topics and whatever. And I promise we'll get better on this whole recording and editing thing. We're new. We're new to blogging. I mean, new to podcasts.
We're new to everything. Life. We're trying it out. It's not working, but you'll be here for it.
We're going to keep it. All right. We love you guys. Stay tuned.
We don't know them. We don't love them.
I love everybody. How do you know? Committed and corrupted. Out.